Blog Talk Radio.
Buckle up and get ready to ride this cosmic wave of knowledge. Talk Radio. It's time to reach beyond the limitations of your mind. A time to travel where the impossible is now possible. As we travel around the world in search of the truth. And now, author, international clairvoyant, and Earth Mysteries investigator, Betsy Lewis.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Stargate Radio. I have a very special guest today. I'm so excited to have her on. Her name is Dr. Ponch Lopez, and she is a one-eyerologist of the study of dreams. I've never heard of that. I didn't know there was a name for it. And a psychologist. She's been teaching at colleges for over 20 years. Currently, she lectures psychology at Nevada State University and holds an advanced degree as an education specialist at UNLV. She holds an advanced degree as an education specialist with her bachelor's degree in psychology. She has a master's degree in psychology and a PhD. She is also a follower of Dr. Sigmund Freud and has taught classes on psychology of dreams. The reason I invited Dr. Ponch, she likes to be called just Dr. Ponch, will be discussing multiple personality disorder and whether it's demonic possession or if it is caused by that disorder or if it's real. The following week, Thursday, March 28th, Ron Felber joins the show. And the reason I invited her is to see what she says about that, because he's got a new novel coming up, and it's called The Unwelcomed on Demonic Possession, which will soon be available on Amazon. And so I think it's going to be pretty exciting. So let me welcome her on. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ponch. Great to talk to you today. I'm so glad you're here.
How are you?
There you
Thank
are.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, great.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, yes. Well, it's an honor. So let's talk about what Dr. Freud wrote about. And it's called, I guess, dissociative personalities, and it's also called multiple personality disorder. And tell us what he said about it.
Okay. DID used to be called multiple personality disorder, which is usually a reaction to a trauma as a way to help a person avoid bad memories. And it's a disorder characterized by the presence of two or more distinct personality and identities. Dr. Freud said time and again and time and again that DID results from a defense mechanism created by our ego as a safeguard to protect us from traumatic memories. The memory triggers often get pushed to the unconscious mind are forgotten. So I'm talking about physical, sexual, emotional abuse as children, or if something has happened to you a long time ago and you repress it into the unconsciousness. And he also defined defense mechanism as unconscious resources used by the ego to decrease internal stress. So patients often devise these unconscious mechanisms to decrease conflict within themselves between the superego and the ego. So to make this a little bit easier, Sigmund Freud talked about an iceberg. It's like a bell curve. And he talks about the conscious level, which is our thoughts and perceptions, and it's called the ego. The second level is called the preconscious level, which are memories and stored knowledge. That is called the superego. And the last one is called the unconscious level, which are fears, shameful experience, immoral urges. We call that the id the ID, which means gratification. I hope that helps a little bit.
Yeah, no, that's great. No, but how many personalities can a person have? I remember the movie, The Three Faces of Eve, and I think that was based on a true story. So
yes.
How many personalities is possible?
Well, most people have two or possibly three, but you can have up to 100. The Three Faces of Eve, she had three personalities. Actually three, and they will know about each other. They will know who they are sometimes, and we call these alters. And people with the disorder have at least two alters or fraction parts of their personality with distinct qualities. As a result, someone with DID may feel as if various voices are competing for attention in their head. So they can have up to 100. But most people have 2 to 3.
Wow.
And,
Go ahead.
Okay. And people with DID can hear voices in their heads, actually. They can associate with each other as well and know about each other. So we call this switching.
That sounds like schizophrenia.
It does. It really does. And you would have to take a good therapist or psychologist or psychiatrist to assess what the person or the client might really have, because it does sound like schizophrenia. It really does. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know someone that has maybe about three personalities, the little girl and the adult and the shy person. And yeah, and it was caused by a traumatic experience, abuse as a child. Can anybody get over that, or is there drugs for that, or, you know, just any kind of therapy?
Actually, it's therapy, and there are meds like antidepressants. Benzos have been used for it to relieve anxiety and muscle spasms and reduce seizures. There are various type of medication, but I would probably say the therapy would probably be the best. And it might go away, and sometimes, it doesn't go away, and then it might be like go in remission. And that's where we come to if we don't know if it's demonic possession, because it could be that as well. It's really hard to say. And we call that the possession forms. These identities usually manifest as though they were outside agents. So they come in and they will possess the host, the person, and it's really hard to tell if it's non-possession or possession form. So this does happen a lot. Yes.
I don't know if you knew this or not. I was going to say that my step-uncle, William Peter Blatty, wrote The Exorcist based on a true story. So that, you know, there's a lot of stories about people being possessed. Do you believe it's real, that there are entities that really, you know, jump inside them and affect them?
Yes, I do. I actually do believe it's for real, because sometimes people are possessed where the host will come in, and it depends on the person, the personality of the person as well. Some people actually welcome this. They could be in a state where they're wanting something to happen, or they want something to happen. And if you're weak enough and you believe it, it probably could really happen. Yes, I have heard that a lot. I have seen some people that will change their voice. Their voice might become very loud, very strong. They might become very, very, what's the word? They have no sensitivity of pain. And they don't know their personal identity. So a lot of stuff happens. Yes, yes.
Well, you know, one thing I've noticed, and I've seen this, I've experienced this with people that drink heavily and their personalities change, and I swear they are possessed. Some are possessed. Aren't they? Right? Drugs? alcohol, yes. You know, it's amazing. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. When you drink a lot, yeah, it's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, because
right.
When people do drink, they have no memory, blackouts of what's going on. And yeah, I believe that. Yeah. We have what we call like six steps. Possession is when Satan or demons take full possession of a person's body without their consent. The possession usually comes as a result of a person's actions that leads to an increase of Satan's influence. Then we have obsession people, which includes sudden attacks and irrationally obsessive thoughts of suicide. That will bring in these demons. And oppression, in which there's a loss of consciousness or involuntary action, happens, and a lot of people have been possessed through Satan with the multiple personality through misfortunes in business, material possessions, family, and health. Then we have the external physical pain caused by Satan or demons, and infestation, which affects people's houses, objects, things, or animals. Then we have subjectation, in which a person voluntarily submits to Satan or demons. So what happens is some of these people are changing their personalities, and families can see it. Families are wondering, like, oh, Johnny is acting so different. What's going on? He's reading all about these different things, evil things. He's talking, you're going to go to hell, and you want to go to hell, and a lot of the personality changes. Yes. So you have to, like I said, you have to get a very experienced psychologist or psychiatrist or somebody to assess to see if the person has DID.
Yes. You know, I always believe that when people lower their vibration through drugs or alcohol, that allows entities to enter them. And I believe that so strongly. Do you believe that, or
yes,
have you
I
seen
do.
That? Or uh-huh. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and also, Sigmund Freud talks about people that have personality disorders. We call them clusters. Cluster A is paranoid, schizotypal. Cluster B are your people, narcissistic, borderline, histrionic, and antisocial, which are people that kill with no remorse or whatever. Oh, I don't know why I did this. Why did I kill all these people? I didn't know what I was doing. I think I was possessed.
Right.
And then we have cluster C, the people that are dependent, avoidant, and OCD. So all these personality disorders that we have will sometimes cause, or could be, you know, like I said, DID. It's just really hard to say, because this is part of the defense mechanism that's created by our ego as a safeguard to protect us from traumatic memories.
Right.
Yeah.
So can hypnosis be used on, you know, the dissociative personality?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You remember that movie that you were talking about, The Three Faces of Eve?
Right.
Where the psychiatrist, he put her under, and then each personality came out, and she identified herself as three different people with really three different type of personalities, a really type of party girl, then a real submissive wife, and then a real nice, sophisticated lady. Yes, hypnosis is very important, extremely important, absolutely. And
have you ever used it?
No, but as a matter of fact,
no.
In my class yesterday, I invited a hypnotist to come to the class to talk about it. But there is one man, and I know you know him, Dr. Brian West.
Yes,
very
famous, I love him.
I think he's one of the best. He is the one that really knows hypnosis and past life regression. He's the guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yes,
we don't know so much about our brains. Don't they say we use about 90% of our brains and what's
right
there? It's kind of like the ocean. We haven't discovered much of the ocean yet, and our brains are like that. I mean, I know we're going to, I don't know how much time we'll be able to get into your dreams, but I'm sure that astral projection is involved and incredible things we can do with premonitions. And
yeah, that's when astral travel in our dreams is out-of-body experience, and you go into sometimes a dimension, and it's a cessation of the consciousness spirit leaving the physical body. Oh, yes, absolutely. Let's see here. Most experiences occur during sleep or under hypnosis. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
So
I'm gonna think about
that. That's okay. So I was wondering, with demonic personalities, and maybe it's even extraterrestrials that invade somebody's body, I've seen some of these videos, and it's just so weird. And they're able to do incredible things, like rise above a bed, and they start speaking another language. Incredible things. Is there any way to... You know, I don't know if exorcists really work. You know, it's wonderful that they're saying all these prayers and everything and be gone and everything, but I don't think they always get rid of them.
I think it would probably take a very skillful, and I'm just going to be honest, a Catholic priest that's
right,
very skillful that can do that. They speak in the language of what the devil speaks in Latin, and most priests can speak Latin fluently. And so they're trained to do it. And there's a lot of really talented priests that have this skill to do that. Yes, I do believe it works. And I think that the person probably will go back to being normal again, might not even remember anything that has happened. As far as aliens are concerned, yes, I do believe there are other beings. Yes, I do believe that. And I believe that they're 1 million years ahead of us in technology. They probably possess a person to do certain things or download them with information. I've never had the experience, but I have read about it, and I have a very open mind because we're in a universe with all of these planets, and there's probably races of different aliens. I don't know. But I think there probably is, because I have an open mind. But they probably have come here because we're a planet of free will and have, you know, helped people. Or maybe there's some bad aliens that have done
this. Oh,
I don't know.
Right. I'm sure.
I don't know.
I've read about them. I've written about them.
Yeah, I think they call them, I don't know, but I think they're called reptilians. I'm not sure.
Yes,
but
they are.
Because I have heard about this, and a lot of people that have been hypnotized have talked about it, and it's probably as your audience have heard of Betty and Barney Hill when they were hypnotized. Yeah. And they changed completely. Yeah.
There's so many things out there that are going on, and we just don't even know what's out there. We think we live in this Mickey Mouse world or something where everything is just, you know, it's a bowl of cherries and nothing harms us. But there's a lot of things going on that we don't really realize, and a lot of people don't want to accept it.
Yeah, I think it could be fear. And
it is.
It could be a lot of things, and it's what you were taught. It could be, like I said, the more education you get, you know, when you go to college, you take all these courses. You take physics, you take psychology, anthropology. Mm-hmm. You start learning more about what this in history, what this world is all about, and everything is mostly on the internet nowadays, where you can read stuff from people that have written publications or dissertations and stuff. So you never know. You just don't know.
You never know. Did you ever see the movie The Entity, based on a true story of possession?
Yes.
Wasn't that scary? That was really scary. It was in California, right?
Yes, very scary. Yes, very scary.
And
I love looking and watching movies because I learn so much by people's behavior, because psychology is actually human behavior. It's not the study of the mind. It's cognitive processes like decision-making, foresight planning, and things that we do every day. But, yeah, we do study the mind. That's part of it, but it's actually human behavior. So, yes, looking at movies really opened my mind a lot about a lot of things, and I learn a lot, you know, from movies.
Sure. Well, I'm glad you're so open to everything. You're a cool lady.
Yeah.
You really are.
Yeah, too open.
Absolutely. You know, I've had dreams through the years, and I've had precognitive dreams where I've been shown the future. Some are symbolic, but some are, you know, what's actually going to happen. What do you think, why do we have dreams that come true? Why do you think they're visions of the future?
I kind of think that some people have the ability to dream about things in the future, and some people just don't. Do they come true? I would probably say maybe yes, because what happens, dreams, it can tell you something that's going to happen. And then what you do is, as soon as you have the dream, write it down. As soon as possible, in a journal, put the journal next to your bed and just write it down in the time that you have the dream. And dreams sometimes have, it's like a foresight, because people do have a foresight, and it will tell you something that's going to happen. And tell somebody, you know, tell somebody. And usually dreams will happen about 3 months after you dream it. It happens within 3 months. It doesn't happen like tomorrow or the next day, unless it's a dream that's giving you a warning that you might get into an accident or a plane crash or something. That is possible that it could happen within a few days or within a week. But you have to write everything down and then record it. Yes.
So we were talking about astral projection, and I had what I thought was a dream. It was more like remote viewing, and I saw myself at the Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena, California, and I saw these scientists. Yeah, I saw these scientists looking at this big screen, and this is in the late 70s, 1970s, and they were looking at what looked like Mars. And they were all excited and shaking hands, and, you know, they were all excited. And I saw the incredible structures on there, like a pyramid, a giant pyramid, if it was Mars. You know, it was incredible. And then I woke up and I thought, whoa, what was that?
Oh, wow, that is something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. With the astral travel in our dreams, I would probably say 80% and 20% of people claim to have had something like an out-of-body experience in some point of their life. So it's like a sensation of the consciousness, spirit, or astral body leaving the physical body. So most people, while most experience occurred during sleep or under hypnosis, some people claim to do it while just relaxing. And I had that experience one time where I was traveling somewhere, like going out to another planet or something. I had that type of a feeling, this out of body, that I was in another dimension or something. That happened to me once. Actually, scared me to death. But
have you ever dreamed of a past life?
Yes, I have, and I talked about that in my class yesterday when the hypnotist was at the class. I had a dream that I was in Egypt. And
I was
looking at the hieroglyphics there in this dream, and the room was very, very dark but very vivid with the writing on the wall. And I remember going through a dark passage, and I was walking and looking around, and it looked like something in the movies, like I was really in Egypt. And
oh my gosh.
I saw a baby. I saw a baby and everything, and a woman that looked like a Cleopatra type woman holding this baby. And
wow.
I woke up. Can you
believe
that?
Wow, that's amazing. You know, you should write a book about all this stuff. You're incredible.
I know. I thought about that a couple times of writing the book, and I have traveled all over the world. I've been all over the world because I'm going to tell you guys the secret. I used to work for an airline, and it's a major airline, and when I worked for this airline, I traveled all over the world to study cultures of people. And I actually have been into Cairo, Egypt. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Did you have any deja vu there?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
I bet.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the weather there kind of reminded me of the weather here in Vegas.
Yeah, there you are. Yeah, well, I always said it's Mummyville down there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, we've got a few more minutes here. I know you've got to run, and I really appreciate your time. I'd love to have you back sometime. You know, we can talk more about dreams. Oh, great. And so what are you teaching currently at the Nevada State University?
I'm teaching Psychology 101, which is general psych. I have a couple of classes, Psychology 101, introductory. And I'm also teaching the lifespan from beginning when we are conceived, you know, toddlers, and we go on to adolescence till we get to geriatric, till the end. And I'm also teaching psychological disorders.
Wow. I wish I could be in your class.
And then I'm teaching psychology of dreams as well. These are seniors.
Oh, my gosh. What a great class. What a fun class.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. And the classes are full.
Oh, I bet. Well, you're great. I can tell you're a great teacher. And,
Thank you.
And I want you to write that book. I'll get after you.
I will. I'm going to do it. I'm going to write a book.
Okay, good. Great.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining the show. You're just a delight and so fascinating.
Thank you.
I can't wait to get you back again. We'll figure out a time and a date and get you back.
And, you know, well, next time when I come back, I'm going to talk more about dreams as well, because people keep saying, why do I keep waking up at 3 a.m.? Why
does
a lot? Yeah, so I'm going to talk about
I do. Do you?
Yeah.
Do you wake up at 3? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
That's interesting.
I do.
Yeah, wow.
I can't
wait to talk to you. So thank you, and
have a
great weekend, and we'll stay in touch and get you back on the show.
All right. Thank you so much, everyone.
You take care. Goodbye. Thank you, everybody. And I just want to remind everybody that next Thursday, March 28th, 6 o'clock Eastern Time, author Ron Felber is going to be on my show talking about his novel coming up, I think in May it is, called The Unwelcomed. And he's talking about a true story, even though it's in novel form. And he also wrote The Mojave Incident, based on a chilling story of alien abduction. So that'll be great. I'll have to talk to him again about that. So thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend. Bye now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay.